As brothers Saeed and Sharif Kawachi left the scene of their brutal killings last week, they made clear that Al-Qaeda had guided their mission. For Amadi Coulibaly, the gunman who attacked a kosher supermarket the next day, loyalty rested with another Islamist militant group, ISIS, the Islamic State. But behind the veneer of these apparently joint attacks is a bitter rivalry between two extremist groups vying for power, prestige, and influence. For more, we reach Fawaz Jerjes. He is chair of contemporary Middle Eastern studies at the London School of Economics, whose forthcoming book is ISIS, A Short History. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the only group that has taken credit so far for the Paris attacks is Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, based in Yemen. And intriguingly, it made it very clear that it was behind only the massacre at the magazine Charlie Hebdo. Give us a sense of tone on that one.
I think the claim was very clear. It was us, Al-Qaeda, not ISIS, that was responsible. It was us. We are back. We have the ability to target the Western world. ISIS does not have the same ability against the far enemy, meaning the United States and its European allies.
So when Al-Qaeda is saying, as you say, we are back, is that in light of the Islamic State getting so much publicity in these recent months?
Yes, but there is more to the story than just the rise of ISIS. It's not just about the political rivalry, a rivalry about supremacy, about power, about leadership. And at this particular stage, ISIS has won the first round. So the Paris operation gives Al-Qaeda momentum, and also, I think, gives Al-Qaeda propaganda to say, we have avenged the Prophet. This tells you a great deal about the strategy behind Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It would like to convince Muslim public opinion that Al-Qaeda is the vanguard of the Muslim community. Anyone who insults or anyone who attacks the Muslim community, basically Al-Qaeda will try to counterattack.
Although, from the outside, one would think their goals were the same, these two militant Islamist groups.
The goals are the same, basically to establish a caliphate, destroy the existing secular pro-Western order, expel decadent Western influence from the heart of the Arab and Muslim world. But this is easy said than done. What we have learned in the last 2 years, as a result of the rivalry between ISIS and the parent organization, Al-Qaeda, is that the fight, the struggle between Ayman Zawahiri, who succeeded Osama bin Laden as the leader of Al-Qaeda, and Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the chief of ISIS, is personal, is instinctive. This is all out war. In fact, I would say that the fight between them is more brutal and more fierce than the fight between Al-Qaeda as a whole and the Western powers. And this tells you about the cleavages and the rift that has emerged within Al-Qaeda.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Fawaz Jerjes is the author of The New Middle East, Protest and Revolution in the Arab World, and the forthcoming book, ISIS, A Short History.